At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished the Amartya Karaka and the characteristics of the seven planets as your career determinants in the first series, like all the seven individual planets, we shall now take a deep dive into the Navamsha aspect, the D9 aspects of the career. Okay, how we shall deal with it is in these three roles format. Navamsha, like I told in the Nakshatrapada series also, which is now premiering each day, is the internal nature of the person. What is their core characteristic, attitude, nature, which the planet is absorbing and bringing to you as your internal drive, as your internal nature? Essentially speaking, Navamsha to natal would be something like, what is your internal self, Navamsha, and how do you bring it in the external world, to play with the external world, right? If you are studying the Nakshatrapada series, you will get the appreciation of this better. Now we are dealing with the Jaimini system, which is should be tallying with the other Nakshatrapada system also, if you ask me. Because it's the same chart, it's the same planets sitting in the same houses in each divisional chart, yes? So you should not be getting different results simply because you're having different systems of analysis. So we'll see the characteristic attitudes that each planet absorbs, each one of these seven, especially the one which is your Amartya Karaka, and how that karma is playing out in your life, how it is affecting your career path, whatever your selection is or whatever you intend to do with your life. Number two, natal or physical manifestation of career paths. Natal chart is whatever is a physical reality, what you will actually see and where you will see it actually playing out as your career and what are the possibilities there. Later on, quite later on, Dashamsha also we'll see the D10 chart, the 10th divisional chart of your natal chart, which is the refinement of your natal 10th house matters, kind of. So we will use the same rules as Parashara system, as D1 to D10, and how that will play out. It has similar rules as D1 analysis, but that's later. Right now, we will deal with only Navamsha as the main path. So in this podcast, we shall check the Navamsha now and how the energies play off the profession in each of the 12 zodiac sign Navamsha first. We are just seeing the Navamsha characteristics, internal nature of the person and the drives there, and how those manifest in each of the qualities of the Navamsha. That's your internal nature. That's how you will carry it forward in your life. That's how Navamsha plays out later in life. But essentially, it is the internal nature of the person. For career, here are a couple of tips. Always check Saturn first, and first in natal, and where it has moved to Navamsha, both the house and the sign characteristics. And then D10 charts also. The movement of Saturn, where your feet go, Saturn is your feet, where your feet travels in this world is indicated by Saturn. Therefore, Saturn is the determinant of your career. Therefore, Saturn rules Capricorn and Aquarius, 10th and 11th house. See the rhythm in this. The study of the science of Jyotish is always about study of movement of planets through time and space, how your soul has determined this lifetime it has to move. It's a movement, it's a continuous movement. All life is continuous slow movement, that is Saturn. Next, check Mars and Mercury in all of them, and relation to Saturn of course, and their aspects. If you're checking the natal drive, see the Parashara system of aspecting, the Mars 4th aspect, 8th aspect, Mercury direct or conjunct. Okay, see that in relation to Saturn. Because we are talking only of career here, let us keep it focused on career. With regard to career, Mars provides the drive to achieve whatever you want to achieve with your intellect, with your drive, with your desire. Mars makes the action possible. If Mars is weak or gets very emotional, for example, then it becomes moody. Mars in Cancer Navamsha. We shall see this later on. Also check Mercury as your intellectual capacity of processing the reality. Each one processes this reality through the lens of their Mercury strength, wherever it is. D1, D9 or D10 or any of the divisional charts. So as a determinant carrier, when we are talking of Amartya Karaka, we shall first see the Navamsha characteristics and the placement of Amartya Karaka within each of the Navamsha going forward. That will give you a brief of this. Okay, let's begin. Now we come to the difficult Navamsha of Scorpio. Why is this difficult? Because it always changes the rules. It always wants to change something. It's a sign of transformation. Mars and Ketu, isn't it? Scorpio planet will always decide to change rules. If your Saturn is here, you will decide to change rules at work, for example. You'll try to find out new things. The funny thing about Scorpio Navamsha is whatever the worst you can imagine for that planet signification in Scorpio Navamsha will happen for sure. The reason for this is where the change has to happen. Scorpio Navamsha is indicating to you that you have to leave things relating to that planet to move forward. There are no limits in Scorpio Navamsha. The basic karma is to leave that aspect of life. Therefore, they will be subjected to harsh conditions throughout life relating to the planet. Apply everything to the planet. Will have to survive on his or her own terms and means. Nobody will come to help them if the planet is in Scorpio Navamsha. For example, if Mercury is in Scorpio Navamsha, your siblings won't come to help you. Okay, think of it this way. Only this way the person will develop themselves over a period of time, and time changes everything, like I said. Attachments to planet in Scorpio Navamsha are the biggest troublemakers of your life. If Mercury or Mars is here, your siblings are the greatest troublemakers of your life. Mercury might be even your neighbors, Sun may be your father, Moon may be your mother, Venus may be your spouse. Apply the significations. This planet is going to make you cry. Troubles from that planet. Because it wants you to transform something in that relationship. It's for no other reason, folks. Planet is going to make sure that your biggest fears will come true regarding that planet. Remember, that planet signification has to be applied. It's not a generic thing for your whole life or all areas of your life. Why this comes? Because it means you are using this particular planet excessively. Attachment to it. The whole purpose of soul is to leave that kind of attachment and have a higher perspective on it. Scorpio gives you this. Scorpio Navamsha also has a tendency to break boundaries. Therefore, it represents loss of position. Scorpio Navamsha is a gateway to go outside of all the boundation, all the limitation. Break boundaries and go outside of it. That's Scorpio Navamsha. That this kind of planet which sits in Scorpio Navamsha destroys its older past, basically destroys its past in order to move to a greater new future. Eventually, Scorpio Navamsha planets will force you to think in a matter or in a manner that whatever happened in the past is in the past. Just let me go of it. You should just let go, unconditionally let go Scorpio Navamsha. That's how you go beyond the past. That's how you look beyond what is written, beyond what is taught. That is Scorpio, the house of research. Planets here, in career terms, might signify you need to do research on that particular subject planet. Things will get better over time. Just remember this in Scorpio Navamsha. It's not like all bad news, okay? These kind of people that person, that planet, that signification does not like to answer even if they are truthful. And they might be blamed without any reason that they perceive. Scorpio has traditional old ways and lifestyle. This can even apply to Scorpio rising. They have old and traditional lifestyle. They resort to older ways. That's their safe zone, so to speak. If the D1 10th Lord, now we come to career parts. If the D1 10th Lord sits here, it could make astrologers, mining or oil and gas industry, mystics, occult studies or even research in the mainstream. Okay? Let us look at some planets and what funny things they bring in Scorpio Navamsha. Saturn here may give you a wrong job several times, like you have to leave and go to a new job. Like a person might go for 2-3 days, just go absconding after that, changing jobs later in life to a completely different field. Remember, Scorpio is a sign of transformation. They might be a workaholic for a long time and that all their hard work will go to zero and they will come up again. They will come out of it. They like very traditional jobs. Saturn, first of all, is very traditional. But must do some work which is out of tradition. Tradition is not everything. You must break boundaries, Saturn in Scorpio Navamsha. Mercury here, a relationship with sibling goes away with age. Intelligence here signifies, in career terms, you should use it for research, investigation. Then it's beneficial. The mind has a tendency to uncover hidden stuff. Scorpio is a sign of underground, hidden things, hidden knowledge. That's the aspect of Amartya Karaka. If your Amartya Karaka is Mercury going into Scorpio Navamsha, for example. If Mars is sitting here, you will change or lose vehicles, properties, change of relationship with siblings. You will do mistakes, make wrong friends, ditched by friends. So it will make you choose proper ones later on in life. Rahu here signifies letting go of all obsessions. Of course, relating to house and everything else, or in conjunctions. Ketu here, definitely do research, maybe occult and mysticism or astrology even. Ketu in Scorpio Navamsha is a powerful researcher or going into occult studies. Moon will give a chaotic emotional body, does not know how to handle emotions. Will not get care and nurturing, especially from mother. I have seen this in my readings from many charts. This moon in Scorpio is a tough one. They lose the connection or the bonding with mother. They try to get it very heavily in life, but it is always absent. So take care of this. This can be harsh. Changing homes, changing birthplaces. Why? Moon is a sign of home, heart. So they might frequently change homes, traveling to different places in life. Moon with Mars, a person thinks in a very aggressive way. With Rahu, will get hallucinations, unstable brain, wavery mind. Moon with Ketu, a person who is always thinking about spiritual matters without any reason. So very traditional mother. This person views mother as very traditional. Scorpio is a traditional sign. You might not have thought about that. Venus, again, changing relationship to spouse, may even get divorced later on in life, leaving different spouses, you know, having different marriages, multiple marriages, fears related to money. If you have money issues, that will happen because it's Scorpio Navamsha. You will go to zero, but you will rise again. The idea is rebirth after transformation. Learn how to handle money. Okay, marriages may be outside the community, outside the tradition. Mercury with Venus in Scorpio Navamsha may be having online affairs, marriage outside tradition. They tend to hide the money, for example, being secretively married outside the community. Fears about money always keep coming up for people with Venus in Scorpio Navamsha. Jupiter here, however, whatever you learned previously in life will die out and you will make new knowledge. You will learn new things. It's like one phase of your life is over and now you will start learning new stuff. You will change teachers, gurus, way of learning later in life. You might even go into research fields. Doctorates in research of any field is Jupiter in Scorpio Navamsha. son here relating to government, father, relationship with father may not be very well later on in life. Here you have to take care what other people think does not matter. This person does not care. It is not afraid of what people will tell about their image. A lot of fear that something will bad will happen to their reputation. Son is your reputation. Has a habit of making rules which are not acceptable to society. Son in Scorpio Navamsha. The person will get position, lose the position because they do not know how to handle the position. And from that, they will grow further into something else. Again, relationship with father will go away after a certain age. Connection will break. Better to do some kind of research for government organization. Maybe a very traditional father, a harsh father, harsh authority figures, because it is son. Now let us get into details of Amartya Karaka and see what results it gives us.
Saturn as Amartya Karaka in Scorpio Navamsha. Core Amartya Karaka principles. Saturn. When Saturn is Amartya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in discipline, responsibility, persistence, and long-term service. Saturn thrives in environments where structure, rules, and endurance are necessary. It provides the ability to manage scarcity, work through obstacles, and create stability in professions that demand patience and resilience. 2. Saturn's drive in Scorpio Navamsha. When Saturn as Amartya Karaka occupies Scorpio Navamsha, its disciplined endurance is tested through Scorpio's intensity, transformation, and boundary-breaking nature. The professional drive here becomes focused on surviving crises, navigating secrecy, and building authority in environments marked by uncertainty, loss, or transformation. Discipline through transformation. Saturn's slow persistence combines with Scorpio's destructive regenerative cycle, pushing the individual toward careers where stability must be built in volatile or risky fields. The inner drive is to create order amidst chaos, to endure loss and rebuild stronger. Fear and survival drive. Scorpio Navamsha forces Saturn to confront fears of loss, failure, or instability. Professional motivation is often tested by sudden collapses, career positions lost, projects destroyed, or authority questioned, requiring constant adaptation and resilience. Professions rooted in crisis management. Saturn in Scorpio directs professional energy toward research, law enforcement, crisis management, oil and gas, mining, occult sciences, insurance, or industries tied to secrecy and transformation. The person becomes a karmic worker in fields where survival, secrecy, or transformation is central. Shadow expression, pessimism or paranoia about loss, producing rigidity in volatile situations. Cold detachment in moments requiring emotional sensitivity. Resistance to change, making transformations more painful. Hammer 3, house placement modifiers, ascendant context. Scorpio as 8th house, Gemini ascendant. Saturn Amartya Karaka pushes career toward inheritance, joint resources, and occult or research professions. Survival through crisis becomes the internal drive. Scorpio as 10th house, Aquarius ascendant. Public recognition comes in fields of law enforcement, research, mining, or transformation-driven industries. Authority is tied to hidden or crisis-based environments. Scorpio as 2nd house, Libra ascendant. The drive centers on family wealth, financial survival, and rebuilding resources after losses. Professions may involve banking, insurance, or wealth management through volatile cycles. 4. Integrated expression. Saturn as Amartya Karaka in Scorpio Navamsha creates an internal drive to build endurance through transformation, survival, and crisis navigation. The karmic task is to accept loss and instability as gateways to deeper strength, learning to balance Saturn's patience with Scorpio's demand for fearless regeneration. This placement produces professionals who emerge as stabilizers in volatile systems, leaders, researchers, and crisis managers who endure hardship to create long-term structures for others. Sun as Amartya Karaka in Scorpio Navamsha. Core Amartya Karaka principles. Sun. When the sun is Amartya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in authority, recognition, leadership, and ethical responsibility. It thrives in governance, management, and public roles where dignity, respect, and clarity of vision are essential. The sun as MK seeks to guide others through moral example, providing structure and light. Its shadow emerges as pride, ego-driven ambition, or rigid self-importance. Sun's drive in Scorpio Navamsha, When the sun as Amatya Kaka occupies Scorpio Navamsha, its natural radiance fuses with Scorpio's intensity, secrecy, and transformative force. The professional drive becomes centered on power through transformation, leadership in hidden or crisis-prone environments, and a karmic need to let go of ego attachments to authority. Leadership through transformation and crisis. The sun's authority finds expression in volatile spaces, leading during periods of institutional collapse, corporate restructuring, or collective crises. Careers may emerge in politics, law enforcement, occult research, insurance, or governance of shared resources. The individual is karmically tasked to rebuild order after destruction. Challenge of ego versus loss. Scorpio Navamsha strips away false pride and attachment to titles or positions. The sun here experiences loss of recognition or sudden collapses in authority, forcing the individual to learn humility and rebuild credibility through resilience rather than ego. Professions rooted in power and secrecy. Likely professions include politics, law, intelligence services, occult sciences, oil and gas, mining, or high-risk finance, insurance, trading. The sun in Scorpio drives authority into spaces where survival and regeneration define success. Shadow expression, manipulation of power behind closed doors, leading to scandals, ego wounds from sudden loss of recognition or status, secrecy and authoritarianism, leading others by control rather than inspiration. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Scorpio as 8th house, Gemini ascendant, the sun Amatya Karaka ties authority to hidden resources, inheritance, research, and transformation. The drive leans toward occult leadership or positions tied to joint assets. Scorpio as 10th house, Aquarius ascendant, a highly visible placement where public career involves leadership in crisis-driven industries, politics, military, corporate reform, or governance of collective resources. Scorpio as 2nd house, Libra ascendant, leadership role tied to family wealth, finances, and speech. Careers may involve banking, taxation, or resource-based authority, though with karmic tests through loss and recovery. 4. Integrated expression. Sun as Amatya Karaka in Scorpio Navamsha creates an internal drive to lead through resilience, transformation, and fearless confrontation of crises. The karmic lesson is to let go of ego-based recognition and embrace leadership that regenerates institutions and people through courage. This placement produces transformative leaders, figures who guide others in times of chaos, using hidden strength and inner clarity to illuminate paths through darkness. Mercury as Amatya Karaka in Scorpio Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka principles. Mercury. When Mercury is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in intellect, adaptability, communication, and analytical reasoning. It thrives in professions involving trade, technology, problem-solving, and negotiation. Mercury as AMK seeks to connect people, refine ideas, and create networks of knowledge. Its shadow can manifest as restlessness, gossip, or manipulation of information. 2. Mercury's drive in Scorpio Navamsha. When Mercury as Amatya Karaka occupies Scorpio Navamsha, its quick intellect merges with Scorpio's intensity, secrecy, and transformative qualities. The professional drive becomes oriented toward uncovering hidden truths, decoding mysteries, and applying intelligence in high-risk or crisis-driven domains. Sharp analytical and research mind. Mercury's logic fuses with Scorpio's depth, producing an internal drive toward investigation, forensic analysis, and critical research. Careers may involve intelligence services, law, data science, finance, astrology, or occult studies, any field where knowledge of the unseen is key. Challenge of secrets and manipulation. Scorpio intensifies Mercury's curiosity, sometimes leading to obsessive analysis, suspicion, or secretive communication. The professional may struggle with gossip, hidden dealings, or being blamed for manipulative speech. Professions rooted in research and strategy. Mercury in Scorpio directs professional energy toward detective work, criminal justice, stock market analysis, crisis negotiation, counseling, publishing of esoteric sciences, or information technology with a focus on security and secrecy. Shadow expression. Use of intellect to manipulate, deceive, or exploit sensitive information. Overanalysis leading to anxiety or mistrust in relationships. Withholding truth or speaking in riddles, creating misunderstandings. Har 3, house placement modifiers, ascendant context. Scorpio as 8th house, Gemini ascendant. Mercury Amatya Karaka ties professional drive to inheritance, research, and occult sciences. strong orientation toward investigation and crisis-driven careers. Scorpio as 10th house, Aquarius ascendant, career built in high visibility roles involving communication, analysis, or law. Recognition through handling secret information, negotiations, or strategic reforms. Scorpio as 2nd house, Libra ascendant, focus on speech, finance, and family resources. Drive toward banking, accounting, insurance, or professions involving hidden wealth and strategic money management. 4. Integrated expression Mercury as Amatya Karaka in Scorpio Navamsha creates an internal drive to seek truth through depth, secrecy, and transformation. The karmic task is to use intellect constructively for uncovering knowledge and serving others, rather than manipulating or withholding truth. This placement produces powerful researchers, negotiators, and analysts whose brilliance lies in decoding mysteries, solving crises, and guiding others through complex, hidden terrains. Venus as Amatya Karaka in Scorpio Navamsha 1. Core Amatya Karaka Principles, Venus. When Venus is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in refinement, relationships, beauty, wealth, and balance. It thrives in professions tied to finance, luxury, design, art, and human connection. Venus as Amke makes careers flourish through diplomacy, creativity, and harmony. Its shadow shows as vanity, indulgence, or overdependence on others' validation. Hav 2. Venus's drive in Scorpio Navamsha. When Venus as Amatya Karaka occupies Scorpio Navamsha, its soft charm meets Scorpio's intensity, secrecy, and transformative force. The professional drive becomes deeply tied to passionate connections, wealth cycles, and transformative creative expression. Venus here learns through attachment, loss, and rebirth in professional and relational contexts. Passion and transformation through relationships. Venus in Scorpio. Navamsha drives one toward professions involving intimacy, wealth exchange, and psychology of relationships. Work becomes a channel for exploring human depth, partnerships, joint resources, and the merging of beauty with power. Challenge of attachment and loss. Venus's love of comfort clashes with Scorpio's demand for destruction and renewal. The professional may face crises in partnerships, scandals in finances, or sudden loss of resources. Through these karmic tests, the individual learns resilience, detachment, and authentic harmony. Professions rooted in wealth, beauty, and mystery. Careers may involve finance, insurance, research, occult sciences, psychology, design with transformative themes, or luxury businesses tied to secrecy, jewelry, perfumes, intimate industries. Venus in Scorpio also favors roles in healing arts, tantra, or creative fields exploring passion and transformation. Shadow expression, over attachment to relationships or wealth, leading to scandals or heartbreak. Manipulation in partnerships for control or gain. Secret indulgences or financial entanglements damaging professional reputation. Char 3 house placement modifiers, ascendant context. Scorpio as 8th house, Gemini ascendant, Venus Amatya Karaka drives into joint wealth, inheritance, and deep partnerships. Professions may involve insurance, finance, or esoteric healing. Scorpio as 10th house, Aquarius ascendant, public career tied to beauty, art, wealth management, or relationship counseling with a transformative influence. Recognition may come with both fame and controversy. Scorpio as 2nd house, Libra ascendant, focus on family resources, speech, and values. Careers may link to banking, luxury businesses, or beauty industries, but cycles of gain and loss are karmically inevitable. 4. Integrated expression. Venus as Amatya Karaka in Scorpio Navamsha creates an internal drive to refine love, beauty, and wealth through transformation and depth. The karmic task is to embrace change and loss without clinging, using passion as a path to wisdom. This placement produces powerful creators, financiers, and relationship builders who succeed when they align beauty with truth, learning to turn attachment and crisis into empowerment and collective service. Moon as Amatya Karaka in Scorpio Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka Principles, Moon. When the Moon is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in emotional connection, nurturing, adaptability, and care for the masses. It thrives in fields tied to psychology, counseling, food, liquids, real estate, and community service. Its motivation comes from being needed and offering support. While its shadow may emerge as mood fluctuations, emotional dependency, or inconsistency. 2. Moon's drive in Scorpio Navamsha. When the Moon as Amatya Karaka occupies Scorpio Navamsha, it is debilitated. Here, the moon's soft, nurturing qualities confront Scorpio's intensity, secrecy, and transformative energy. The professional drive becomes shaped by deep emotional crises, fears of loss, and a need to nurture through pain and transformation. Emotional drive through crisis and healing. The moon in Scorpio, Navamsha pushes the individual to serve others in moments of trauma, upheaval, or instability. Careers may involve healing professions, psychology, occult sciences, or public work that requires emotional depth and resilience. Challenge of vulnerability and fear. The moon's sensitivity is often overwhelmed by Scorpio's turbulence. Emotional highs and lows directly impact career progress. The professional identity may be marked by phases of instability, blame, or emotional withdrawal when difficulties strike. Professions rooted in emotional depth. Moon in Scorpio directs careers towards psychology, counseling, psychiatry, occult sciences, crisis management, or healing roles such as midwifery, hospice, or community caregiving. It can also produce writers, artists, or public figures who channel emotional turmoil into creative expression. Shadow expression, emotional manipulation in professional settings, mood-driven decisions that disrupt stability, overattachment to others' suffering, leading to burnout or emotional collapse. Three house placement modifiers, ascendant context. Scorpio as 8th house, Gemini ascendant, Moon Amatya Karaka ties career to inheritance, occult, research, or healing professions. Emotional intensity fuels work in hidden or crisis-driven spaces. Scorpio as 10th house, Aquarius ascendant. Career is public and tied to healing, psychology, or emotional leadership. Recognition comes through dealing with crises or collective transformation. Scorpio as 2nd house, Libra ascendant. Drive is tied to family wealth, food, or speech. Careers may involve food industries, real estate, or financial management, though instability in resources is likely. 4. Integrated expression moon as Amatya Karaka in Scorpio Navamsha creates an internal drive to nurture and guide others through emotional turbulence and transformation. The karmic task is to stabilize inner emotions while navigating external crises. This placement produces healers, counselors, and emotionally powerful leaders who learn to transform suffering into compassion, offering strength to others while enduring deep personal tests. Mars as Amatya Karaka in Scorpio Navamsha. 1. Core Amatya Karaka principles. Mars, when Mars is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in initiative, courage, discipline, and decisive action. It thrives in roles that demand leadership, strategy, technical skill, and persistence in overcoming obstacles. Mars as AMK seeks to act with precision and strength, carving paths where others hesitate. Its shadow can manifest as aggression, impatience, or destructive competitiveness. Mars's drive in Scorpio Navamsha. When Mars as Amatya Karaka occupies Scorpio Navamsha, it sits in its own sign, intensifying raw drive, resilience, and transformative power. The professional identity becomes tied to crisis navigation, hidden strength, and fearless confrontation of challenges. The drive here is absolute, either to conquer or to collapse and rebuild stronger. Strategic action in volatile spaces. Mars in Scorpio, Navamsha blends courage with depth, making the professional mindset oriented toward hidden strategies, long-term goals, and high-risk ventures. This is the archetype of the crisis manager, investigator, or warrior who thrives under pressure. Challenge of intensity and control. The fusion of Mars's aggression with Scorpio's emotional depth creates a relentless inner fire. The professional may become overly controlling, secretive, or power-driven. Sudden confrontations or destructive tendencies can derail progress if energy is not disciplined. Professions rooted in power and transformation. Mars in Scorpio directs careers toward law enforcement, military, medicine, especially surgery, occult sciences, research, finance, mining, or politics. It also suits roles where risk, secrecy, and resilience are essential, such as crisis response, insurance, or corporate restructuring. Shadow expression, obsessive competitiveness leading to conflict in partnerships or teams. Secretive or manipulative use of power causing mistrust. Self-destructive intensity, burnout or collapse before rebuilding stronger. 3. House placement modifiers, ascendant context. Scorpio as 8th house, Gemini ascendant. Mars Amatya Karaka ties drive to inheritance, joint wealth, and transformation. Careers may involve surgery, research, occult, or finance industries. Scorpio as 10th house, public authority is strong. With careers in law enforcement, military, politics, or executive leadership in crisis-driven fields, recognition comes through fearlessness. Scorpio as second house, drive focuses on family wealth, speech, and financial strategies. Careers may revolve around banking, taxation, or resource management, often tied to cycles of gain and loss. Hana 4. Integrated expression Mars as a Matcha Karaka in Scorpio Navamsha creates an internal drive for fearless pursuit of transformation, resilience, and power. The karmic lesson is to balance intensity with control, learning to use force not destructively, but as a tool for renewal. This placement produces strategists, warriors, and leaders in crisis-driven domains who thrive when their courage and discipline are aligned with regeneration rather than domination. Jupiter as Amatya Karaka in Scorpio Navamsha. One core Amatya Karaka principles, Jupiter. When Jupiter is Amatya Karaka, the professional drive is rooted in wisdom, teaching, law, guidance, and expansion of knowledge. It thrives in roles tied to education, policymaking, spirituality, and advisory positions. Jupiter as AMK seeks to uphold ethics, fairness, and the well-being of society. Its shadow can emerge as overconfidence, moral rigidity, or impractical idealism. 2. Jupiter's drive in Scorpio Navamsha. When Jupiter as Amatya Karaka occupies Scorpio Navamsha, its expansive wisdom enters Scorpio's depths of secrecy, intensity, and transformation. The professional drive becomes tied to hidden knowledge, research, and guiding others through crises or profound transitions. Wisdom through depth and transformation. Jupiter here channels knowledge into uncovering truths beneath the surface. The drive is toward guiding others in occult sciences, law, psychology, or theology, fields where hidden dynamics shape outcomes. The professional feels karmically bound to reveal and teach truths that empower renewal. Challenge of expansion versus obsession. Scorpio's depth can trap Jupiter's broad, optimistic nature. The professional may become obsessed with secrecy, control, or darker themes, losing Jupiter's natural generosity. Skepticism or cynicism may replace faith if balance is not maintained. Professions rooted in research and guidance. Careers often involve law, research, philosophy, financial management, taxes, insurance, inheritance, psychology, astrology, or spiritual leadership. Jupiter in Scorpio thrives in positions where wisdom is applied to hidden or crisis-prone environments. Shadow expression, pseudo-guru tendencies, misuse of knowledge to control or manipulate followers, overly secretive or skeptical, leading to mistrust in professional relationships, attachment to power in advisory roles, compromising fairness. Number 3, house placement modifiers, ascendant context. Scorpio is 8th house, Gemini ascendant. Jupiter Amatya Karaka ties professional life to occult, inheritance, and deep research. The drive focuses on teaching and advising through hidden knowledge or transformation. Scorpio is 10th house, Aquarius ascendant. Strong public role in law, judiciary, policymaking, or spirituality. Recognition comes from wisdom applied in collective crises or transformative reforms. Scorpio as second house, Libra ascendant. Professional drive tied to speech, wealth, and family values. Careers in banking, taxation, or teaching about resources become dominant, often involving cycles of gain and loss. 4. Integrated expression. Jupiter as Amatya Karaka in Scorpio. Navamsha creates an internal drive to guide society through hidden knowledge, transformation, and depth of understanding. The karmic lesson is to balance faith with intensity, ensuring that wisdom is not misused for secrecy or control. This placement produces teachers, judges, researchers, and spiritual leaders whose power lies in uncovering truths and guiding others through renewal and rebirth. Rahu and Ketu influences on Amatya Karaka planets in Scorpio Navamsha. Rahu influence in Scorpio Navamsha. Rahu intensifies secrecy, transformation, and obsession with hidden power. The professional drive becomes entangled with manipulation, scandal, and pursuit of control in high-risk or crisis-driven environments. Creates manipulative intensity, appearing as a crisis manager or researcher while secretly pursuing personal gain or influence. Accusations of dishonesty, corruption, or abuse of power frequently surface, especially in finance, occult, or law enforcement fields. Adds cunning survival instinct. Rahu sharpens Scorpio's investigative and occult tendencies, but may twist them into exploitation, blackmail, or scandal. Weakens accountability. Tendency to conceal mistakes or cover up failures, leading to mistrust. In leadership, teaching roles, Sun Jupiter Amatyakaraka, Rahu creates suspicion that authority or wisdom is being misused for control. In communicative relationship roles, Moon Mercury Venus Amatyakaraka, Rahu adds emotional manipulation, secrecy in relationships, or scandal through hidden affairs. Ketu influence. In Scorpio Navamsha, Ketu amplifies detachment, secrecy, and withdrawal. The professional persona may appear aloof, inconsistent, or uninterested in worldly recognition, while internally wrestling with intensity and hidden drives. Produces withdrawal from worldly power, making the individual seem resigned or disinterested in using authority. Creates reluctance to share feelings or knowledge openly, leading to misunderstanding in leadership or teaching roles. With Moon, Mercury, or Venus as a Amatyakaraka, Ketu creates detachment in emotional expression, speech, or relationships, appearing cold or unreachable. With Sun or Jupiter Amatyakaraka, Ketu produces a withdrawn leader or advisor, seemingly disconnected from practical reality or collective needs. May lead to stagnation in professions tied to secrecy or transformation, avoiding responsibility or failing to act decisively. Reputation often marked by aloofness, inconsistency, or cold detachment, despite inner turmoil. Planet-specific Rahu-Ketu playouts in Scorpio Navamsha, Saturn plus Rahu, manipulative disciplinarian in crisis-driven fields, uses authority through fear, secrecy, or guilt, blamed for oppressive hidden rules. Saturn plus Ketu, withdraws from responsibility in survival contexts, appears cold and rigid, blamed for neglecting the masses in times of need. Mercury's Rahu, manipulative investigator, thrives on gossip, data exploitation, or political secrets, career tied to intelligence, finance, or scandal. Mercury plus Ketu, silent researcher, avoids open communication, blamed for secrecy, lack of clarity, or unresponsiveness in critical negotiations. Mars plus Rahu, aggressive manipulator, uses force strategically but can be scandalized through impulsive power plays or destructive competition. Mars Ketu, passive-aggressive warrior, withdraws in moments requiring decisive action, blamed for negligence or cowardice under pressure. Moon plus Rahu, emotional manipulator of masses, sympathy-seeking but unstable, scandals arise from secrecy in personal or public care roles. Moon plus Ketu, emotionally withdrawn caregiver, cold, detached, or absent in crises, blamed for indifference to collective suffering. Venus Rahu, scandals in intimacy, wealth, or luxury. Misuse of charm or secrecy in relationships leads to manipulation and mistrust. Venus plus Ketu, detachment in love and partnerships, refusal to engage emotionally, blamed for broken unions or failure to maintain harmony. Jupiter Rahu, pseudo-guru of the occult, manipulates followers or knowledge for power, accused of misleading through secrecy. Jupiter's Ketu, withdrawn teacher, aloof in sharing wisdom, appears uninspiring or disconnected despite holding profound knowledge. Sun plus Rahu, scandalized authority in crisis-driven fields, manipulates leadership for control, accused of corruption or hidden misuse of power. Sun plus Ketu, detached, aloof leader, refuses to engage in visible authority, blamed for weak or uninspiring leadership in collective transformation.